You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Vieira, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. This is Sita Begee on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, FM 99.9, and FM 100.7. We can also be heard all over the world on the World Wide Web at, and Miss Ellen will jump right in.
www.1510wwbc.com. And you just hit that on-demand button, and you will get us live anywhere in the world that you can actually... You can actually download from that page as well all of our past shows. Can you believe that we've been on for 9 years, Sita?
Yep.
On Mondays. We've got so many shows archived there, as well as on our website, which is www.sitamediainc.com. And so you can go to any one of those spots to get our show.
Thank you. As long as Paul gives us the opportunity to be on air and save community radio, and us, you and I, and all our guests recognize that freedom of speech does come with a responsibility, because people are listening, they're tuning in, they're downloading our shows, they're going on our website and listening, and we want to be able to share valuable information in a very unscripted manner every Monday here with our listening audience. Yep. I think it's beautiful.
It's always fun and entertaining. We always find some really good nuggets to give out to everyone. So hopefully you listening at home, you have a pen, paper, because you never know what kind of good information you'll hear right here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends.
Right. And for our listeners who are just tuning in for the first time, every Monday, Ellen and I sit here in the studio, which I now consider an extension of my living room. I would prefer to have all these people at home, but I think Dr. B won't like it. And so we come here once a week, we sit down and we talk to people or with people or at people about things that they want to sell, products, services. We also talk to people who are running for office. We speak with people who have an opinion on something one way or the other. But I think at the end of the day, it's all geared towards helping humanity.
Right.
Like we always say, every human being who is alive right now and who's probably on their way out, you never know. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to be loved and appreciated and wanted. And whether you are Republican, Democrat, Independent, no party affiliation, whatever it is, everybody wants the same thing at the end of the day.
Well,
we're all human
beings. And we just want the listeners to get involved. And we always, don't we? Every week we learn something new about Brevard County, a new service, a new brick and mortar, a new business.
Not just Brevard County, but all over the world.
The world, yes.
All over the United States. And so, you know, I just want to tell our listeners today, we have a beautiful guest who is sitting down with us in studio today. My friend, ex-Zandra Bergman, is here. And she's actually originally from Cleveland, Ohio. She's the owner, operator, and a licensed esthetician, right, of Xandra, Helene Skincare Cosmetics. She's working on her PhD, and she attended the University of Florida. So welcome to our show.
Thank you.
And she's sitting next to me, so pretty, Ellen.
Yeah.
We've hit it off.
You.
I just got your sense
of
angels.
This would be one of those
way.
Days that I wish we were televised.
Yeah.
Because everybody looks good.
Yeah, and then, you know, yesterday I was at work in the nursing home, and I was saying to myself, you know, it would be really nice if I could have someone call in from Iowa, Des Moines, Iowa, and give us a live update as to what's actually going on with the Iowa caucuses, because the whole country is now watching to see they're the first state, and they take their job very seriously in Iowa because they know that they do help pick the president, right? And so I saw this gentleman on CNN, and I said, oh my goodness, he sounds really, really wonderful, and what he's saying is the truth. He was speaking to us about what's happening with the country and the nation and why he's voting and who he's voting for and things like that. And he's very articulate, well-organized. And his name is Kenneth Cameron. He is a resident of, I hope I'm saying it's correct, the Altoona. It's a suburb of Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah,
and he also told me he's married to Miss Elizabeth Cameron, and he's a father of five children. He is a mental health therapist. He's licensed and he's practicing. He's also a minister of a church, and he's a licensed ordained minister of the Church of God in Christ. He's an active member of the Des Moines chapter NAACP, and he is engaged and involved in trying to make sure that we are the change we wish to see in our communities, in other people's lives. And he also served on the Iowa Mental Health Counseling Association Board as chairman for public policy. In 2018, mental health was such a big focus legislatively, and he was successful and responsible in passing numerous bills into law to expand services to the mentally people who are mentally ill. So I think, I mean, the bio goes on. I was just so delighted that he took the time to write back and say, yes, I'll call in on the show.
I know, and it's so cool how you just, you know, there you are watching CNN.
Well, you know,
or
MSNBC, we're waiting for Mr.
and all of a sudden you, like, it's
well,
like
that's
friends.
What the beauty of social media,
yes,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So
exactly
the thing right. is, while we're waiting for Mr. Kenner to call in, Paul, maybe Ellen, we should try to get him again. What time is it?
106.
Well, I just want to put, you know, say a lot of people are worried about the coronavirus.
Yes.
So if you're traveling, folks, be careful.
Yes.
And if you have any relatives in China or places nearby, you know, they ought to take precautions because it is scaring people to death.
Yes.
And I'm flying to Costa Rica on Thursday, so I have to be careful.
Yes. You remember, we've had a few of these, like the bird virus. We've had a few things, the Ebola scare.
Yes.
I mean, we've had all of those scares that have come through. I think, once again, I think we, like, the pendulum swings completely opposite. Like, nobody's allowed in the country, you know, from
but we
those
have to
areas.
Be careful, though.
We do
because,
have to be careful.
I mean, I kind of like the restrictions because, you know, there are those people who would take two Tylenol just before they board the flight to make sure their fever goes down, but they're sick
right.
as a dog.
Yeah,
you know
right.
what? If you're sick, stay home. And if you're work, and if you're not, and if
in
you're
stereo.
A nurse or a doctor or a healthcare professional like myself, wash those hands.
That's right.
Right? Because that's a cure for everything. Washing your hands is really important. But anyway, I think Mr. Kenneth Cameron is on the phone, and I'm so grateful that he's taking the time to call in on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. That's me, Sita Biggie, Alexandra Bergman, and Ellen Little is here. Thank you for calling in, Mr. Cameron. I hope I'm saying your name correctly.
Yes. Hey, thank you for having me, Sita. Glad to be a part.
Man, I saw you on CNN yesterday, and one of my patients, she says, hey, girl, come listen to what this man is saying. And I said, oh, he's talking my language.
Yeah, it was a great, great interview. And, it's time that we all become aware of the importance of voting.
Yeah, and, you know, I was talking to a friend this morning, and she said, you know, in Iowa, they teach the children in most of the public schools in early grades, like grade 1, 2, 3, how important it is to get involved in the political process because you all do help to choose the president.
Absolutely, and even with my family, my kids, they know when the time comes, they're ready. And even though at this point they can't vote, they still go with us. And we just make it a fun few hours. We go vote, we go eat, and we talk about the candidates. And they are taught at an early age of the importance of voting and that voting has consequences. So I really appreciate that in our schools in Iowa that we do get them an early start.
I wish they did that in all states because, you know, I was born and raised in the Caribbean and so was my friend Alexandra. And we take voting seriously because at early ages, our parents teach us to appreciate our roads, our schools, our standpipe that some villages only have one standpipe. They tell you about running water, electricity, mortgages, loans, and they teach you how important it is to respect each other as well as the council person for your village or your town or whatever. And sometimes it gets me so angry when I hear people who will say, well, I don't like this in the political process, or I don't like how much I get paid, or I don't like something, you know, but yet still you ask them, well, are you registered to vote? And they said, no. And then you're like, you don't have the license to complain then. So you guys are doing something correct in Iowa, I'm telling you.
Yeah, and you know, and that's just the thing. And it's very disturbing, those people who complain and don't partake in the voting process, especially those who are people of color. We ought to absolutely be ashamed of ourselves if we don't get out and vote, for the simple fact that wasn't something that we could always do. That wasn't a luxury that we had. That wasn't something that we could be a part of. So now that our voice is able to be heard, we don't use our voice. So that is
it's a double-edged sword, you know. They want the idea that if you want to vote, it's there, but they're not protecting it. Because, you know, what if somebody comes along and say, well, you know what? Everybody who didn't vote the last 10 elections or whatever, you're out. Then they're going to be up in the streets and uproar. But the truth is, you've got to start locally. And I noticed that's what you do. You also ran for office. You're involved in your practice. So tell our listeners, how does a man like you, who is so busy, find the time to stay engaged and involved in your community?
Well, you know, as a mental health therapist, we have to be aware. We have to be aware of what's going on. We have to be aware of, especially in politics, because mental health has been under attack. So I find the time to be involved by taking out time out of my schedule when duty calls. I mean, we should never, ever be so busy that we can't take the time out to voice our opinion or take part in things that concern us, that are you know, a part of our everyday lives and things that affect our communities, our kids. And so even if I am busy, I will find the time and I will take the time to engage in the things that are important. So and mental health has been on the chopping block, and it is extremely important, and it is something that even with me being as busy as I am, we have to find the time. We have to make the time to do what we need to do on behalf of issues and things that matter.
Right, and I think we lead by example as well. You know, I had a friend who was complaining about her community that there weren't enough people who are registering to vote or knock on doors or get engaged. And I said, well, you know, each family should have one person who is in charge of asking all the cousins, the aunties, the neighbors, the children, are you registered to vote? They should have one person in every family that says, hey, come here, I need to talk to you. And speak to them about financial literacy, public education, the environment, why it's important to pay attention to your reproductive rights. You know, in the islands, when someone says that their girlfriend or their wife is having a baby, the first question that comes out of responsible people's mouth is, how are you going to mind that child? They ask you right up, who's going to be minding that child? And when they say the word minding, they mean who is going to be watching the child, who's going to be taking it to school, who is going to be clothing it, who's going to be feeding it, what sort of education. And I see my friend Alexandra shaking her head. I know she wants to jump in here because it's called responsibility and accountability for your life.
Yes,
I absolutely.
Yeah, I concur. I think what I'm seeing in this community and through my research while working on my PhD in criminal justice, the African-American family has been broken for a long time. So the commonalities of social competency that we took for granted in the 70s and the 80s are non-existent now. So CEDA speaks about teaching your child to vote and education literacy. Although that is in my home, many black families and homes, that discussion is not being made because they do not sit down at the round table to have those educational moments or those heartfelt conversations about what's important to thrive in this society.
And, you know, the thing that is truly disturbing is that we are a nation of people that we are reactive instead of proactive.
True.
Yes.
We are at a place, and this is a critical time for us in our country. And, you know, now that everything is in disarray and things are out of control and things have been derailed and our democracy's under attack,
yes,
now we want to say something. No, what you should have did and what you should have done was said something at the ballot box almost 4 years ago.
Yes.
Okay, so we are reactive. What we've got to do is get out of that way. We've got to get out of that manner.
Yes.
We've got to be proactive and be ahead of the ball instead of behind it. if we would have been proactive, we wouldn't probably be in the situation that we're in now.
Right, and you know what gets my goat too is this: 365 days a year, you should be campaigning in your home. You shouldn't wait
absolutely.
For November. That should be an everyday discussion in your home. Oh, the light bill is here. Let's take a look at it, children. Look at the light bill. Show them how much tax they're paying, utilities. Explain to them what the people do when they come into your home to connect the electricity.
Correct.
Look at your kids. We did that with our kids. We sat down with them when we wrote bills out, and we taught them about financial literacy through everyday things. But Mr. Kenneth Cameron, I also want to say, I've been hearing from another friend of mine that in Iowa, a lot of the minorities, people of color, are complaining that there are no people of color left right now to vote for. But my thing is, well, if you look at the all 50 states, a lot of those people didn't have the name recognition or the financial support to be in the top. So I don't think people should be complaining about that. They should be looking at what kind of candidate they want and what they're looking for in a candidate. So what are you looking for in a candidate out of all the ones that are left right now?
You know, and I hear the same thing. People complain about there's no more people of color left and things. Yeah, that may be a concern. However, there's a bigger picture than that, because while there are no longer any people of color running, well, there's still Yang. I consider him a person, Andrew, of color. But the thing that I would say about that, not only get behind them financially, but I don't believe it's too late. The candidates that are still in the running, that's the issue that we can address with them. Still, as of right now, we can say, look, all of the candidates of color have dropped out. What are you looking to do to align your White House and make it more diverse?
Yes.
And I've questioned that with a lot of the candidates that are still running, and many of them have vowed to make their vice presidents and a lot of their cabinet to fill those vacancies with people of color.
And that's so comforting to hear, because that seemed to be a concern in certain communities. But what are you looking for in a candidate? Because, I mean, all of us have, we're not going to get everything we want from one candidate. But we're going to get a few things we want, and then we can build on that, right?
Absolutely. And that's what we need to do. Now, that doesn't mean be a one-issue voter either. I mean, we need to look at things through a broad lens and not a narrow one. We need to look through a wide lens. So what I'm looking for is a candidate, is someone that is going to be the president of all and just not some. Someone who's going to be the president of the lower and middle class as well as the top 1%. What I'm looking for in a candidate is somebody who is going to make mental health a priority, someone who is going to take what we built, what we have established with the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, and build upon that to make it even better. I want somebody who is going to make education a priority and celebrate teachers and private schools instead of tearing them down. I want somebody who is going to put things in order to address criminal justice reform. I mean true criminal justice reform. I'm not talking about just letting out one or two people that were wrongly convicted or that was incarcerated for an amount of time that they shouldn't have never had, and
yes,
for petty crimes and frivolous crimes. I want somebody who is going to address the issue of gun control. I want somebody who is going to give us tax relief as lower and middle class individuals, and not someone who's going to be concerned just about the top 1%. So I there's a lot of things at stake, and I think and I feel that we need to know what all is at stake and not just look at the issues of abortion and the rights of gays and things. We get hung up on that, and that determines everything for us. But it's much more to that, to it than that. It's so much more to it than that. I mean, look at it this way also. I also want somebody who's going to appoint a Supreme Court justice that will make things right for people of color. You know, so it's a 90% chance that the next individual who's in is going to be able to appoint another Supreme Court justice.
Right. I'm so glad that you said that, Mr. Kenneth Cameron, because a lot of people are single voter voters. They'll say, well, I'm not a Democrat because I don't support abortion. And then I would say to them, well, why don't you support education and awareness? Like, explain to people what your reproductive organs are for. And like my grandmother and mother used to say, what goes in comes out. If you sleep with a man with no job, no house, no land, no ambition, no money in the bank, that's what you're going to have. So educate yourself. Make sure the fella you want to sleep with is because once you do that act and you get pregnant, then it's a big decision to make whether you believe in abortion or not. So I think you're right. The message is lost, and the Democratic Party have to pay attention that it's not only about certain individuals and identity politics. It is about everything. And I'm so glad that we have someone like you in Iowa who can speak for most of us who are moderate Democrats who are looking at the issues through a different lens.
Absolutely. And stop looking through it with a narrow lens. Look through your lens with a wide view. Because if we're only looking through with a narrow view, we'll remain one-issue voters. And nothing else will matter. There is so much at stake. We don't have time to be one issue voters.
Well, it's like they're playing games because some people are pro-birth. They're not really pro-child and pro-family because if they were, when the children are born, you need to be quiet and let them have a good education with a great environment, with a great good college looking at them and saying, you know what, you're going to be fed, you're going to be clothed, you're going to go to college or trade school or join the military or whatever it is because I told you it was okay to bring you into this world. But a lot of people, they say one thing, but they're very hypocritical about doing the other. We shouldn't have homeless people in America. We shouldn't have children going to bed hungry. We shouldn't have the 1% going to bed with, you know, air conditioning and a warm bed and blanket and have others living in a tent in the woods.
Not.
You know, so, you know, it is hypocritical at times. But Mr. Cameron, tell me, what issues matters to you the most? We're going to give you 5 more extra minutes because we're enjoying chatting with you.
Okay, so when you look at the issues that matter to me most, you also have to look at it as issues that affect me directly. And that's another thing that we don't do. We're worried about issues that are affecting other people that are not even pertaining to us.
And other countries too. We need to worry about our people right here sometimes.
Right. So I'm looking at issues that directly affect me. And so therefore, like I said, those are issues of mental health, health care, education, criminal justice reform, gun control, Supreme Court appointees, tax relief. I'm really at a place to where my lens has been wide for quite some time, and I refuse to look through it with a narrow lens ever again. I also, one of the issues that concerns me the most right now, coming up on our election, aside from everything that I just named, one of the issues that I'm so very much concerned about is the attack on our elections. And let me explain to you something that really bothers me. We have a resident in the White House that hasn't addressed that issue whatsoever. Why has he not addressed that issue? Because that's how he won.
Because it benefits him.
So it totally benefits him. And so he refuses. And I don't care, you know, and that just goes to show how insane he is. Because I don't care if it was something that gained me the White House. This is something that affects our country. Stop looking at it on an individual basis. This is something that affects our country. And if they were able to tap into our elections, what else are they going to be able to tap into? So you know, this is an issue that needs to be addressed.
And I'm glad that you guys are there in Iowa on the ground, and today is Caucus Day. So we're going to ask you another question, and then we really want you to tell us about the live situation there, like what's happening on the ground, what people are doing, you know, the atmosphere. You know, like I want to feel it, and I want to, but I think my friend Alexandra has a question for you.
Yes, Mr. Cameron, very quickly, what do you feel people of color are looking for in a candidate?
I feel that the people of color, what the people of color are looking for in a candidate is someone that considers us, someone that is inclusive instead of exclusive, someone who will listen to what we have to say.
Yes.
Someone that will realize that we are a benefit to this democracy. Someone that will not put us in a box. Someone that will give us a chance. Someone that will listen to us. You know, a lot of the times, what we've witnessed is an individual that, for instance, look at white supremacy. Yes. Look at white nationalists. Mm-hmm. That is something that shouldn't be embraced whatsoever. We have a resident in the White House that embraces that type of thing. You know, so we want somebody who is going to address the issues that we face as far as discrimination and racism.
Yes. And division. And that we want, I think what we all are looking for is someone to say to all human beings on this planet, if you change your behaviors towards each other, then we will have peace, we will have love, we'll have security.
Absolutely.
But it's a behavior. You have to be able to look each other in the eye, your family members, your friends, the people you work with, and say, hey, listen, you're no different from me. We're just different color. And we have different hair, and we have a different religion. But we're all human beings on this shared experience on planet Earth. We're trying to make it just like you, and some are living, and some are just surviving. So why not accept each other, you know?
Absolutely, and that's what we want in a candidate, someone to say that you all matter too. You all matter too. And someone that will respect us. You know, and like I said, we want to be considered.
Yeah, because you're hearing all these people saying, oh, the black vote, the African vote. How about just saying the vote? Everybody counts.
Exactly.
Stop
exactly.
labeling, you need the Latino vote, you need the black vote, you need the white vote, you need the Asian vote. And, you know, the thing is, just say we need people to vote. Everyone,
absolutely.
a human being. But, you know, before we go, we're going to hold...
And that's a part of the division. That's a part of the division right there. That we are embracing now. That's part of the division. And you're right. It should be just the vote.
Yes.
But what we've done is we've divided our country.
Well, you know, Mr. Cameron, I swear we could speak with you forever. So tell us really quick. We're going to take a minute off of our ads for you to tell us what's going on the ground. Give us that feel, that passion. You know, I know the atmosphere is probably electrifying right now with everybody caucusing, getting into their groups. I understand there's buses, there's childcare, people are bringing food. They're taking this job pretty seriously right now where you are. So give us, like, in a couple of minutes, just tell us what's happening on the ground. And what time are you going into your area or caucus or group where you're going?
Listen, it is energized. It is, the energy is just unbelievable. I mean, people are ready. They are ready. And I tell you what, the type of atmosphere that we're in right now is people are making the last minute pleas, and they are standing behind their candidates, and they are, I mean, your phone's ringing off the hook. Your doors are getting knocked on 24/7. I mean, they're all over. People are just all over. And it's really, I'm loving it because it lets me know that other people besides myself can see and know the importance of the vote. And so it is energized. People are excited, and we are just ready for tonight. And what I'm going to do is the doors close at 7. We're telling everybody get there by 6:15, no later than 6:30. Don't even allow yourself time for anything to interfere. Get your stuff together right now. Get your kids taken care of. Get yourself fed. Get out to the caucus.
So big change and get in the car. And so I am leaning Biden right now. Are you leaning Biden or are you leaning Bernie, or are you seeing like the moderates are more in there, or which way are you going, do you think?
You know, oh my God, there are so many amazing candidates. And I tell you what, like I said, I've got it narrowed down to two, Sanders and Biden. I really feel, and if you know anything about the process, the candidate has to be viable. So
yeah, but not just in the primary. The candidate has to be viable for the general. So
oh, yeah, in the general, but also like for instance, if we're in a gym and you have Biden, Sanders, Yang, Warren, and then you go over here and Yang people. They're missing two people, you know, and they got to go and try to talk to other people and get the other people to come over. Okay, so they have to have a certain amount to even be viable. So I don't think Joe is going to have any problem whatsoever being viable. He may even be the one that wins tonight.
And you heard it right here. Well,
I'll tell you what, Mr. Kenneth, yes. if Alexandra and I were there, if you ever hear her give a speech, it will bring the house down. It's a shame the two of us couldn't get the time off to come up and help because, yes. Man, I'll have to send you her bio as well because
And next time, you all take the time off and do come. I've met people from South Dakota. I've met people from California. I've met people from Florida. They're all here and because they want to see the process and how it works, and yes. They're all even excited. So yeah, I think tonight, I like I said, I got it narrowed down to two. Sanders and Biden, but I really feel like I'm gonna go with Sanders tonight. Biden is not gonna have any problems. I really feel that I'm gonna go with Sanders tonight. My house may be split. My wife may go with Biden, but you know what? I don't even care as long as she goes first.
As long as you do your job.
Well, and that's okay, the message.
Okay, so Ellen's gonna take it from here. Thank you so much for calling,
Thank
and
you.
We will keep
yes.
in touch. Let Ellen wrap
all right.
up.
Yep.
Have a great day.
Yeah, so here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, that's all we ever want you to do there as listeners. We want you to take action. Make sure you listen to listen to everything today and make sure you do your reading up on all of your candidates. We're going to do a quick station break for all of our sponsors, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Viewpoint with Sita and Friends is sponsored by the friends and family of Sita Begee, author of 18 Brothers and Sisters, and founder of Simply Sita Skincare, and these great sponsors. When you need medical care and need it fast, MedFast Urgent Care is faster and less expensive than emergency rooms. MedFast is open 7 days a week, now with 8 locations serving Brevard County. So if you have an emergency, need a physical, or when your doctor is unavailable, with 8 locations, MedFast offers top quality care that is close by and the number is easy to remember. That is 321-MEDFAST. You just call 321-MEDFAST. No one wants to wait in an emergency room for hours and get even sicker when you get the high bill. What you want is medical care fast. That's why you call MEDFAST, where most patients are seen and treated in less than an hour. MEDFAST Urgent Care opens 7 days a week with the convenience of 8 locations serving Brevard County. So when you need medical care fast, call 321-MEDFAST. MedFast. Jotkoff Financial Group is a certified public accounting and a registered investment advisory firm with over 30 years of productive relationships with clients. Jotkoff Financial Group can assist you in meeting your accounting, tax, and business consulting and financial planning and insurance needs without expanding your internal workforce. With 3 locations here in Florida, here in Brevard County, Broward County, and Nassau County, contact Jotkoff Financial Group here in Brevard at 321-984-7345, located at 1122 South Wickham Road in Melbourne. That's Jotkoff Financial Group. On the web, you'll find them at www.jotkoff.com. Jotkoff. That's JOTKOFF.com. Call the professionals at Jotkoff Financial Group today.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. And I tell you what, that was a robust, wow, half an hour. I was invited to come to Iowa on behalf of the Biden campaign, and they were willing to pay all my expenses to come up and caucus. But I couldn't leave work. I was on a schedule to work, and maybe I should have looked into it earlier, right?
That's what would have been.
But so now our second segment is with my friend Exandra H. Bergman. And she's originally from Cleveland, Ohio. She went to UCF, has her bachelor's from UCF, and now she's working on her PhD. And you're also a business owner.
Yes, I am.
So tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself, and how are you so motivated? What is it about you that sure. The beautiful smile?
Oh, thank you so much. Well, born and raised in Cleveland, Ohio, as you stated earlier. I've been in Florida for about 20 plus years. I started off here as a designer for Disney and MGM Studios, and then eventually became an entrepreneur where I was a investment broker and insurance agent at the time. And then I decided to go back to school. So I sold my business and returned to school, and I've been on an 8-year run, starting with my associates when it was called BCC, a wonderful organization, now Eastern Florida State College, and went on to UCF to do my undergrad work in communications, my master's in criminal justice, and now at the world's largest Christian university, Liberty University, pursuing my PhD in criminal justice. It's been an amazing journey. But in the process, I sold the business, went back to school, and decided to become an entrepreneur again. So there is just so much joy when you work for yourself. I think that's why I'm always in a good mood, because I am in control of my destiny, truly. And time is your most valuable asset. And I'm allowed, God willing, to control some of that on a daily basis.
So, you know, is it true you made hats before?
Yes, I was a milliner in Los Angeles, where that's where I moved from coming here for motion picture and television. And I've done a lot of shows for HBO and a whole bunch of other stuff. So, yes, I had a whole nother life before
here. Oh, my God, that's so exciting. And what makes your business so unique?
Well, what makes it unique is, first and foremost, I'm an ambassador of the Kingdom of God. So my business is by appointment only. We like to build a family at Exandra Helene Skincare and Cosmetics in Melbourne Beach. Everyone that enters our small little studio is definitely prayed for if they are in need of anything, and we edify our clients as well. Speaking of that, I have a client this evening, and right after her facial, we're going to head to Skewers on Fifth Avenue and have dinner, and she is seeking help to market her business. So it's almost like a ministry for me. I give back to my clients. Yes, they pay for a service.
Kind of like a one-stop shop.
Absolutely.
You're getting a lot of stuff when you come to you.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So when did you start this business?
This business I started roughly about 3 or 4 years ago. I opened my brick and mortar. I'm celebrating my 3rd year, 2.5 years, almost 3 years in Melbourne Beach.
And who's your target? What age group? I suppose it's from, you know, whoever can pay, number one.
Right, well, of
course. It's not a free service, right?
Exactly.
But, like, where do you get your referrals and your, like, I wouldn't say target audience.
Right.
But customers.
Well, here it is. Like I said, my business is more of a ministry. I like to pour in and edify, especially young women. So a lot of my referrals obviously comes from my church. I do donate one free service to a single mom every month. So my market is a female that can afford my services and that are in need of some guidance and some help in any area of their life.
Isn't that wonderful, Ellen?
Beautiful.
Because, you know, you and I have talked with so many people that come on who are opening a business, who are running a business, who are thinking about all the challenges and struggles that they're going to face or they do face. And it's not easy. But how does one, the most difficult thing is to brand yourself mm-hmm. from scratch. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like a brand new baby just born. I mean, I would think that's very difficult.
Well, what I did was, when I was an investment broker, an insurance agent, I pretended that I was the mayor of the town. And I led that life until I built an amazing book of business. So that's always, it's always reciprocated itself, that particular behavior.
Why the mayor? Not a councilman or senator or representative.
I wasn't that committed into that arena.
Yeah.
I was committed into growing my business, but it took wearing that hat to bring in the market that you're pursuing. So what I would do back in the day is get fresh hot baked cookies, put on my high heel stilettos and my navy blue suit, and I would go and shake my hand and introduce myself to
and
all the
people. And you still
business.
Do. You
I
do. You still do
I
that.
I do that.
You shake
yes.
hands. And
it
you,
works.
But you know, when you walk into a room, my dear friend, Zandra, ex-Zandra,
yes.
People do look up. You do have that presence.
Thank you.
It's I think it's called stage presence,
Thank
too.
Thank you.
Right? I mean, you're right, though, because like when I'm giving out my medications, you know, we have to go room to room with our med card. And sometimes I pretend I'm on a plane and I'm going to a different country.
Exactly.
And it does work.
Yes, it does.
It does. It kind of takes you away.
Yes,
you know?
It does.
It
yes,
does.
It does.
So what about you, Ellen? Do you have any do you have any things that you could share with us that you do to help you get by during the day?
Well, you really have to get from even from a branding perspective.
Yes.
Yeah. So branding is all about telling the story.
Mm-hmm.
So you
the
have
the mayor
to,
and the high heels and the cookies.
Right, but you have to really think through about what your brand is and what you want people to imagine you. So when you're out, you know, the toughest part is like when you're out of the store, you can't go in sweats and a ball cap.
No.
Because that's not your
over.
Brand. Right.
That's right.
So when you're branding, especially for yourself, mm-hmm. you really have to think about all the different places that you are and how you want to present and represent yourself and your brand.
Right. I agree.
I think that's the biggest mistake people make, because if you are in the business of opening a gym and running a gym, you better be looking good.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right? Look good in a pair of Spanx.
You better be looking good. if you're on a restaurant, you better be cooking good.
Exactly.
And you better have a clean place. It's all about the branding.
Well, and you're clean, right? Your
right.
shirt's clean.
Right.
You know, you don't look like you just came out of the kitchen.
Right. Right.
Yeah. One thing I do want.
And you don't make that mistake because you look good.
Too. Yeah. Here's one thing that I do that I want to give to the listeners that I've been doing since I was 12 years old. I create what they call a vision board, and I've lived by it for a zillion of years. This year on my vision board is to dress for success. So just like Ellen said, just because you're running the Publix or Winn-Dixie to pick up a loaf of bread or a gallon of milk, you have to always look your personal best. That's critical.
Well, you know, lipstick is critical to me.
Oh, yes.
I've told my children, if a plane is going down,
yes.
throw me my lipstick
yes.
and my eyeliner. Because when I go to the yes. Lord, I'll say, here
Amen.
I am. And I'm wearing my lipstick. Because
yes.
I think
I
how
agree.
You look is how you feel.
That is true.
I mean, like, Ellen, you came in with your hair the other day in the cap, and you said you didn't comb it. And I put mine in a bun
yes.
when it's not combed.
Sure.
But each of us.
But
the hat
was
right.
a brand.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
a brand. But you know, and all of us met because we went to the American Business Women's Association.
Mm-hmm.
Ellen and I met there 9 years ago, thanks to a friend who is now in Colorado,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah,
right.
As a very famous weatherman.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah. And Michael Everett.
Michael Everett.
God, I'll never forget him. What a nice guy. And so, but the reason why we met, and you and I, Exandra,
mm-hmm.
is because we smiled.
Yes.
We put ourselves out there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will buy that ticket to that event or that dinner and they sit their butts down and they expect to market themselves and their business. It doesn't work that
no,
way.
It doesn't.
If that's a life you want, go home, relax, have a glass of wine, and watch TV with your husband.
Exactly.
And, because
and
it's not going to work.
And pay attention. Don't show up late. You know, show up like, right? So, I mean,
you're talking to Caribbean people.
I know.
Critical.
Well, you just have to back up the clock a half an hour.
There you go.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
said it.
Yes.
That's all.
But
exactly.
But Zandra, so what, ex-Zandra, one of the things you do as well, in addition to having your business, that's called Exandra Helene Skincare and Cosmetics, such a beautiful name. How did you get that name?
My mom named me that.
It's
that
so beautiful.
Was her college roommate name. She was from Germany. That's how I inherited the Exandra. The Helene actually is my grandmother's name. So what better brand than your own name?
That's right. So you do a lot more besides having your own business.
Sure.
And marketing, and you do go to events and do your best to try to, you know, tell people what you do and why you do it and how you do it and where you do it. We'll get you a website in a minute. You also, you're involved with the Brevard Public School System.
Absolutely. I am a substitute teacher from Titusville to Palm Bay Middle School and High School. And when I decided to pursue my PhD, I knew that that age group was in crisis. And so I decided to really do some investigating and be before them on the front lines. And because of that, I have become an advocate for them. Our children are suffering in Brevard County Middle School and High School. We have a big homeless issue. We have a huge sex trafficking and human trafficking issue in the state of Florida, not just in Brevard County. We have a lot of students who go hungry with no clothes. A lot of students are no longer even living with parents or even a blood relative. So I tell them every day that I stand before them that I am going to speak for them and be an advocate for them and try and get them help and let people know that they're not just suffering, like Mr. Cameron said, with the mental health issues. Our African-American boys, they know I'm a little harder on them because I'm a mother of an African-American college senior. And so I raise the bar really high for them. We have so much work to do with our children. So I'm happy to be a part of them and an advocate for them. And when I graduate with my doctorate degree, I hope God takes me to a whole nother level.
Oh, he will. Because you've given back so much. You're also very active. And you participate with the Life Recaptured. It's
yes.
a Christian nonprofit organization here in Brevard.
Yes.
That does exactly what you just said.
Absolutely.
Where do you find a time between substitute teaching, your business, being a participant of the Life Recaptured Church, and getting your PhD?
So here it is. This is the key, and a lot of people ask me that. I let God guide my life. So when he says drop it, I drop it. When he says focus, I focus. And he brought me Life Recapture with like a va-va-va-voom
yeah.
at an American Business Women's Association meeting. I mean, we looked at one another and we were like, this is a marriage. And so I've just joined the team of Life Recaptured, who helps, women and young men who are a part of the sex trade to bring them home and clothe them. I am now the education and training director for that, and I'm crewing up a team of educators in the public school system to bring our babies home, bring our children and our women home and nurture them back to a healthy life. And I'm so looking forward to it. I'm getting goose pimples just
talking
about it.
Well, you know, it's almost like sometimes I think 24 hours, I'm cheated. I feel like the day should have 30 for people
like me.
I agree. And people say, well, what time do you go to bed?
A little more daylight.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yeah,
exactly.
People say, well, what time do you go to bed? And I say, I go to bed about 12:30, and I wake up at 5:45 for work. And they're like, and that's enough for you? I'm like, are you kidding me? I feel like I'm missing out so much because I want to book people for the show.
Exactly.
I want to read up about who's coming on. I want to read up about politics and the environment and sex trafficking and human trafficking. I want to read. I read about 4 hours a night. But the thing is, for people like us, you're right. We're guided by something other than ourselves.
Exactly.
Because how else how else can you explain a woman doing all this stuff in one day,
exactly.
right? So it's divine intervention.
It truly, truly, truly
And
is.
You've brought that into your business as well.
Absolutely.
So
I think it's if you look at it, it's all encompassing. We love and we genuinely care about people. I think that is our core.
How come a lot, we want everybody to be like us, right?
They won't.
And
they're
we're
not.
Sadly let down.
Yes.
When you meet somebody
That's
and you
true.
Say, and you want them to say, oh my goodness, you're doing all of that. And instead they say, I don't have time for that.
Exactly.
Or they kind of like
Or they
look,
chastise you.
Yeah.
Right?
Like,
it's like, well, wait a second. I eat my Wheaties every morning.
Right.
I don't.
Exactly.
No, they think they're like,
exactly.
Well,
I do my stuff.
I don't have time for that crap. I'm like, it's not crap. It's, well, why do you do it? And it's like, I said to them, well, maybe it doesn't make you feel good. But guess what? I don't have to take antidepressants.
Exactly.
I don't have to worry about anything because I'm being guided by something bigger than myself.
Exactly.
And I call that the good Lord in heaven.
There you go.
Or wherever he lives or she lives.
So here is the key. Like I said in my closing speech at Bosca at the Martin Luther King, I said to the audience in closing that I don't care what you do, but get connected. Like Mr. Cameron said, we are hurting. There are so many people of all ages, array of color, that are in need of a smile, that are in need of a hug, that are in need of a great joke or a bad joke. Just be intentional.
Be human.
be intentional about being human.
Right. But what is it you think, like, some of us wake up every day and we're educated and we've made ourselves become aware that no matter where you come from, no matter what your race is or your religion, that we're all human and we see everybody in our own image. What is it about people like us versus others that you want to shake them and say, don't you get it? We're all going to be leaving the planet at some day. Just do your best.
Again, I'm going to go back to Mr. Cameron, and a lot of his comments were, you do what you see, not what you're told. So your upbringing and my upbringing was quite similar in that we were shown compassion. We were shown how to love and how to care and how to go the extra mile and be on time and work in excellence and look superb, speak well.
So our foundation was good.
Absolutely. And so the foundation of our families and the core of our families has crumbled. You have children raising children. I see school children raising one another, comforting one another. It's so the expectations cannot be too high.
And you know, I've always said, like, as you get older, you get wiser and
true.
A little bit more bolder. True. And I've always said, I would like to see a political candidate, no matter where in the world, just stand up and say, hey, pay attention to your reproductive organs. It's not that I want to talk about children and abortion and this and that and the other, but I want to tell you that the biggest responsibility you have is when you give birth to a child.
Amen.
That is your responsibility.
Exactly.
It is not someone else's responsibility.
Exactly.
People put more time and energy into their friendships, their jobs, their churches, their friends, their family. But you know what? The kid. And I know I've made that mistake myself and many of our relatives as well, where, you know, you put the job before the kids.
Right.
And you do need to make money. Mm-hmm. But we must not lose sight that we brought these beautiful creations into this planet. And it's our responsibility.
That is true.
How do you tell other people that without them getting upset?
Well, you have to do it in love. Everything must come in love. You must humble yourself. You must
meet them at their level.
Literally. And sometimes you have to go a step below that. Because compassion and love looks so different on everyone else. You understand what I'm saying? Like, depending on who you're speaking to and what their background is, your deliverance on how to nurture their son or nurture their daughter is totally different. Like, I speak to, let's say, a vice president of a major corporation about love and compassion of their child, totally different than I would from someone in a different area or, you know.
She's still the mayor, Ellen.
Right. Hasn't changed.
She's still the mayor. She's still the mayor.
They feel it coming. But yeah, the language is different. You have to be bilingual in your love. And that's what you and I are.
But isn't love the force that moves the universe?
Absolutely.
So you're doing all this with running your business, Exandra Helene Skincare and Cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
You're volunteering in the schools. You're working as a substitute teacher. But there's a lot of people who are thinking, well, I want to open a business too. What advice would you give someone who's interested in opening their own business?
Here is the key, I really think. How to open a business is all over the internet. But here's the telltale sign. If you are interested in opening a business, make sure that you are first compassionate about what you want to do, and second, do it for the right reasons, and third, do not be tied to the money. Do not be tied to the money. I was taught that very early on when I opened up my insurance agency by the general manager. He says, if you take that part of the equation out, you'll do very well. Don't be tied to the money. In other words, don't let the money control your decision.
Your guiding light.
There it is.
Because it's like I like to talk. Everybody knows I like to talk. And so I liked my show.
Mm-hmm.
And Ellen and I both, we enjoy coming here every Monday. And it's a passion of mine. But I also enjoy hearing other people's stories.
Yes.
Because I feel like if we do the show and we help one person, we've done our job for today. Right?
Yes.
And so you're right, because I don't worry about how much we spend for gas, mm-hmm. tires, sitting mm-hmm. here, whatever, mm-hmm. because it's a work of love.
There it
is. So that's what you're saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying. That is the key. Everything else, google.com. But that, if I had to give a nugget, are those three things.
So if somebody wanted to find you for to give a speech, public speaking, or if they wanted to come and get a facial, sure. And it's all organic too, I noticed.
Absolutely, yes. I do everything from organic to European.
So the website.
Yes, I'll give you a website. I have two other estheticians that work with me as well. So here's my phone number. Actually, I'm going to go ahead because this month is my birthday. The 28th, thank you. The 28th of this month is my birthday. So to all of the listeners, Sita and Friend listeners that call in today and tomorrow and mention this show today and our speaker that was on earlier, I am offering express facials for $28. So in order to do that and take advantage, 321-351-0600. Again, 321-351-0600. Now we are in the arena of technology. So if you'd like to go online and book, it's exandrahelene.vistaprintdigital.com. I'll spell that for you. It's X, Z as in zebra, O N, D as in David, R A, H as in Harry, E, L as in lemon, E, N as in Nancy, E, S C C dot vistaprintdigital.com. Go right on there, look at the services, book on there, and I will definitely take care of you.
So to open this business, we have 2 minutes left.
Sure.
Was it a passion of yours that you saw your mom and family members using these products? Or how did you come upon? Because, I mean, there's, like you said, the web, Google, everything's on there. But you chose yours specific.
Yes. That's so ironic you asked that because, yes, again, we are, it's the social learning theory. We do what we see. So growing up with a single black mother in Cleveland, Ohio, my mother was an educator in this field. So I was her guinea pig. Not only that, I went to the spa with her once a month. So from that, it was always in my culture, and it evolved into what we have today.
Ellen, you know what? It's amazing. So many people that come on our show, it's always their mothers and their grandmothers and something they
saw.
Foundation.
I tell you every time.
So
yes.
The takeaway from our show today is you are what you eat, breed, sleep, what you do. Children are watching, right?
Yes.
So, you know, I can't thank you enough for coming
thank
on the
you.
Show. Give us the website one more time.
It's exandrahelene.vistaprintdigital.com or 321-351-0600.
It's an absolute honor and a privilege to have you on the show.
Thank you.
And I'm going to give your information to Mr. Kenneth Cameron as well, because I'm pretty sure in Iowa they need speakers too.
Oh, yes.
Or we could all connect. And Ellen, we'll put her website on our show. And Paul, maybe somebody in your church or maybe your wife, somebody might need a facial.
Yes.
You know, they can check her out. She'll give them a discount.
Or maybe Paul.
Yeah, maybe Paul. Yeah. So wait a second. Men, women, and children.
Absolutely. Anyone, we do them all.
And
they're all welcome.
They could take a nap while it's being
yes,
done.
I have several clients
20
who
seconds,
do that.
Ellen.
Yeah. Well, thanks again.
Thank you,
Sandra, for being with
it's
us
been a
today.
Pleasure.
And Kenneth Cameron, thank you so much
thank
for calling
you, Mr.
in.
Thank you, Mr. Cameron.
Another fantastic edition of Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. Congratulations, Sita. And happy February
happy
to everyone
February.
Out there. We'll see you next week, next Monday, live on AM 1510 WWBC.
This is the Christian Voice of Brevard on WWBC 1510 AM.
And you're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, FM 94.7.